Good morning, America. Good afternoon, Europe, and good evening, Asia. Welcome to our event, third quarter 2016 results. My name is Juliana Cardona. I'm from the legal department of CBVA Colombia. This conference is being recorded. The presentation is available both in English and Spanish, and you can find it on our website, www.bbva.com.co. To this event is also connected Mario Nigrinis, Head ALM Treasurer and Investor Relations, and he is going to do the presentation of the third quarter 2016 results. Mario, you can go ahead with the presentation.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody. Please remember, as Juliana already mentioned, the presentation is available in our website in English and also in Spanish. So first of all, I will start with the slide number 3, where we are describing the macroeconomic background the bank faced during the third quarter of the year. So as we know, first of all, we're in the midst of a slow global growth recovery. Our guidance for global economic growth in 2017 is 3.2%, and in the case of Colombia, we are also in the midst of a soft landing process, and actually the economy will grow at 2.4% on the next year, which is low compared to former years, but given the shocks the economy has faced, it's not a bad rate. Now, concerning inflation rate, it will be almost in line with the central bank target by the end of 2017. Our research team expects that it will end the year in 4.1%. Please remember the target for the central bank is a range between 2 to 4%. So this is very interesting, and also that the inflation rate by the end of this year will be 5.9%. This is very important because, as you remember, by July, the total inflation rate in Colombia, the headline inflation rate, was almost 9%, and we've been going through a tightening monetary policy cycle that has increased the central bank rate up to 7.75%, and with the recent decrease on the inflation rate, and in addition with the forecast of the inflation rate being very likely to be within the central bank's rate by the end of the next year, it's very likely that there is going to be, in this case, rate cuts will be seen in the next months. It's going to be a loosening monetary policy cycle, where the central bank will do several interest rate cuts during the next year. So this is very important for our activity, and in particular for our net interest margin. In addition, the labor market continues doing well. There is a gradual deterioration. However, formal employment has been resilient, and this is the most important for us, since, as you know, most of our consumer loans portfolio are related to payroll loans. So this also explains, I will show you later, why we are very confident about the risk premium of our lending portfolio. And as mentioned before, our research team is forecasting the first policy rate cut will be on February. It's going to be a 25 basis points rate cut, and there will be further cuts along the year. By the end of 2017, the research team is forecasting that the cuts will aggregate up to 150 basis points. The current central bank rate is 7.75, as I already mentioned, and by the end of year 2017, we expect is going to be 6.25%. In addition, our guidance for the natural rate in Colombia is in a level that is closer to 4.75%. So even though the central bank will make these cuts that will accumulate 150 basis points, the monetary policy stance will still be a tightening stance. Now, if you go to slide number 4, these are the main messages we want to give you about the bank activity and results during the third quarter. First of all, we still have a sound performance in a highly competitive environment. Our strategy has been focused on limited cost increase and, of course, keeping our credit quality compared to the industry. You know, for us, the credit quality is the most important of our lending portfolio. This is our main edge compared to the industry. Now, when you look at the results on slide number 6, first of all, as you know, BBVA Colombia is a leader in retail banking. Here you have the figures for the balance sheet and our loan portfolio. I will say, first of all, when you consider the case of consumer loans, we have a 13.3% share of the total market. They have been growing 18.5% on a yearly basis, and our current ranking among the industry is the third position. In the case of deposits, our deposits have been growing 17.8%, which is faster, is a higher growth rate compared to our lending portfolio growth rate, which is 10.8%. This is related to the implementation of the Basel requirements, the liquidity coverage ratio, LCR, which of course demands a higher base of high quality liquid assets for the bank. This is something that is the case of BBVA Colombia. As you know, we are a subsidiary of BBVA Group, and that makes us also to be compliant with Basel III requirements. That's one of the differences we have with the industry in Colombia, where our peers are only required to comply with the local regulation, where that is, of course, not as tight as the case of Basel III. And finally, I would say in the case of mortgages, which is also the second most important component of our lending portfolio, they've been growing at a 12.4% year-over-year rate. Our market share is 18.8%, and we are also ranking third in this kind of loans. Now, on slides 7 and 8, you can see in detail the bank's balance sheet and also the income statement. In the case of the income statement, I would like to stress the following messages. Excuse me, one second, I'm sorry. Anyway, the net interest income, first of all, is falling compared to 1 year ago. The net interest income is falling at a 9.6% rate. This is explained by the effect the increase of inflation has had on our deposits, the cost of our deposits. Now, of course, this is a bad news for the income statement. On the other hand, with the decline of inflation that we have seen since July, we are expecting a recovery in the income statement for the fourth quarter of this year and also the coming quarters in year 2017. In spite of this decline of almost 10% in our net interest income, our gross margin has declined less, 4.5%. We have been doing a great activity on other operating income. mainly explained by the global markets activity. So this has helped to offset the decline in the net interest income. And also you can see when you analyze the case of the general expenses that the increase has only been 1.5%. Bear in mind the current inflation rate in Colombia is around 6.5%. So this shows you our focus on cost control as a way to, of course, try to protect the income statement and the effort the bank is doing. So in this case, this is important. Our income before tax, I'm sorry, our income before tax has declined in total at a 28.2% rate. And when you consider the case of taxes, which have risen in Colombia because of the past tax reform, the total is that our net profit on the third quarter compared to the third quarter in year 2015 declined 39.6%. However, we are confident that we are going to have better results to show in the fourth quarter, as I mentioned before, because the inflation rate peaked in July, and this is going to help us a lot to control the cost of our deposits. And the guidance is that the net profit in the fourth quarter will be at similar levels compared to the one shown here for the third quarter of 2015 and also the second quarter of 2016. Now, concerning activity, on slide 10, you can see how is our lending portfolio. The mix keeps barely the same compared to the previous quarters, where our main focus is on retail activity. So we have the lending on mortgages, which account for almost 25% of our lending portfolio, and also the consumer loans, which account for almost 35% of the lending portfolio. So actually, we have 60% of our lending portfolio focus on retail activities, and that's a big difference when you compare to our competitors. Our peers in Colombia actually have the opposite mix. They have about 60% or 70% of their lending portfolio focus on commercial loans and only 30% to 40% focus on retail loans. Also, when you look at the different loans, kind of loans, you can see that consumer and mortgages are the ones that are growing the fast, whereas there is a decline in the commercial loans. Actually, what we are doing is we are mainly focusing on lending activities that are very profitable for the bank. One of our main strategies for this year is to optimize our capital base, and this, of course, places a special focus on profitability. So what we have done, and it's been the strategy for this year, is to cut some commercial loans that were not profitable enough for the bank, and that's what explains the decline compared to the former quarter, to the second quarter, on the commercial loans. On the next slide, number 11, is the case of our deposits, which, as I mentioned before, have been growing almost at an 18%. And you see a very important change in our mix of the of deposits, where term deposits have increased a lot in the total share. 1 year ago, they were almost one-third of our total deposits, and nowadays they are almost 47%. This change is related, as I said before, to the implementation of the Basel III liquidity coverage ratio requirement. So this has changed a lot the composition of the bank's funding mix. Of course, this has increased the cost of funding, but at the same time, this has also helped the bank to diminish its exposure to the interest rate risk in the banking book, and it also makes the bank, as you know, safer in terms of having a more stable customer deposit base. So you can see that when you compare the dynamics of term deposits, they have grown during the year almost 70%, that's 70% compared to 1 year ago, whereas the case of checking accounts and saving accounts, they have decreased. It's important you bear in mind that in Colombia, wholesale funding is very important, is one of the characteristics of the industry, but as you are aware, at the same time, the problem is that most of these deposits comes from wholesale clients. When you have to deal with the requirement of complying with the LCR, the liquidity coverage ratio, you know, wholesale deposits are the ones that are punished with the highest haircuts. That's why we decided to change from savings accounts to term deposits. Now, on slide 12, we have the case of our risk profile, and actually we keep our difference with the industry. First of all, you can see the case of non-performing loans, where our non-performing loans rate is still below the industry. It's 41 basis points below for the case of September 2016. And when you make an emphasis between commercial, consumer, and mortgages, you see that this is something that still holds for every one of these portfolios. So actually the bank is doing very well, is doing very good in keeping its risk profile that is differentiated compared to the industry. And also, when you go on slide number 13, it's the same case when you compare with the risk premium. The risk premium of BBVA is much lower compared to the industry, which is the green line, and it's also lower when you compare to some of our peers, which are depicted in the red and the yellow line. So actually, this is one of our edges, our risk management, and of course is one of the main characteristics of BBVA, not just in Colombia, but the group as a whole worldwide. Finally, concerning equity, we have a sound capital position. We consider our capital levels are adequate. When you consider the case of our total solvency ratio, by the end of the third quarter it was 13%. When you consider the case of the Common Equity Tier 1 ratio, it is 7.19%. I want to make a special emphasis on this figure. Remember that, I mean, we are aware that compared to the international standards, 7.2% ratio looks lower, but it's important you bear in mind that in Colombia, first of all, the way we calculate the Common Equity Tier 1 is different from the rest of the world, in the sense that the current benefits are not computed as part of this Common Equity Tier 1, first of all. And second, bear in mind that in Colombia, the risk weights that the superintendent uses for computing the risk weight assets is much, much higher compared to the ones in Basel III. So when you make these adjustments, you can see that in the case of BBVA Colombia, of course, our Common Equity Tier 1 ratio is much, 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 much above the 7.19% that we are currently reporting under the Colombian standards. Finally, when you compare BBVA capital ratios on a consolidated basis with our peers, you can see that actually BBVA has a very sound position and is very similar to two of our peers, and of course is much higher than compared to a third peer. But in general, you have a 13% consolidated capital basis, which is quite above the 9% required by the local regulator. So this is the end of the presentation, and I want to know if you have any further questions, or of course, as usual, you can email us and we'll be looking forward to replying to any questions or doubts you may have.
Okay, thank you, Mario, and thank you all for participating in our event, third quarter 2016 results. As we said before, the presentation is available in English and Spanish, and you can find it in our website, www.bbva.com.co. Have a good rest of the day. Thank you.